process today. That would be great. Okay. Well, thank you. And I got his word. Oh, I was going to post it again, but since you already did, I'm not going to. And I'm glad you got that. So, yep. Oh, 16-2. Okay, very good. The second hour. Well, I better get off here at NCS. So, if they take over, I will say 7399 for them.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Dean slipped out of the chat room for a minute there, and maybe a reboot of the computer or something. Thanks, Tom. Have a great day, and go get some breakfast. You're looking a little bit thin there. Hi. Clear with AA0LF. And looking for a KA2 RMS down in Arizona. This is the Amateur Radio Missionary Service Net. I'm Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha, and I'm remoting to my club, the VE7 Sierra Charlie Charlie. Anyone wishing to join us, please come now. KA2RMS, KA2RMS. Dean, is all okay down there in Lake City, Arizona? Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha.
KA2RMS, that's the club call of the Amateur Radio Missionary Service Net, and I'm taking over the second half of the net now. We'll be on for about another hour, and get in if you haven't gotten in before. Maybe propagation will pick up a little bit. My name is Dean, like the Dean of a College, and I'm located at Sun Lake, Arizona. Sun Lake, Arizona. Outside of the metro Phoenix area, we're in the Valley of the Sun. Close to temperature 84 degrees today. So, nice weather to move up north yet. So, with that, we'll take standby for any other check-in. We're looking for check-in number 8. Number 8, call KA2RMS.
KF, KF.
Yeah, Dean, I've lost you in the chat room. Good morning. Did you hear Harold? Over.
I usually do not hear him, so go ahead and pick him up,
Roland. Okay, Harold, good morning to you. I'm relaying for Dean down there in Sun Lakes, Arizona. Nice signal over the air. How copy? Over.
Well, you're fine. You're in the red.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'm running VE7 Sierra Charlie Charlie remotely, as you may remember. And I'm sitting in my apartment here on the fifth floor in Coquitlam, British Columbia, where the sun is shining and we're looking at 53 degrees. How's it looking in Artesia, New Mexico?
Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is. You're number 8, and take it away.
Okay, thank you. Good to hear you. I always have a good reception on your signal there. And much appreciated. I'm studying a passage in 1 John, chapter 5, verse 18. 1 John 5, 18. That we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, the way that's written or translated, it's lacking because there are those that take this as an act of sin that they're sinless. And that's not so. The reading should be, we know that whosoever is born of God does not continue. The verb is present tense, which has a continuing action in it. Should be translated, whosoever is born of God does not continue in sin, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not. A profound verse. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away, all things have become new. It speaks of the newness of life in the person that puts their faith in Christ. And this verse tells you that one that has put their faith in Christ is concerned about his lifestyle, that he does not continue in sin, but he himself is begun. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away, all things have become new. And speaks of God's transformation in our lives and the transformation of our attitude about our lifestyle also comes with the salvation that God gives. It's a profound verse, but it's taken out of context quite often because the way it is translated, that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. It should be translated continue in sin. KF5, KF, can I relay anybody in? No.
Okay, very good, Harold. It's that wrestling match, isn't it, between the flesh and the spirit. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We're begotten of God once we are born again, rebirthed in the spirit. We are no longer judged for our sin. That doesn't mean to say that the flesh is not going to fail because we are still in it, right? Until, of course, we are, as John Wesley would say, what is it? He uses a entire sanctification was one of his terms. And at that point in time, though, when we are resurrected, then we will have our entire sanctification. Do you agree with that one, over? Yeah, amen. That's right. But we don't let that get us down. We don't let the enemy confuse us or discourage us. We continue as though we are already now in the presence of the Lord. That foretaste of glory divine is ours right now. Thank you so much, Harold. Always good to hear you. And trust everything is working all good there at home for you and Carolyn. Over.
Very trying. put it that way, but I try. But the Lord is our strength, and we look to Him for the strength that we need. Thank you for your prayers.
Yes, amen, Harold. And they continue until you, tell us not to. Hi, hi. 73s and 9090 of both, and have a great rest of, this, Saturday. This is Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha clearing with KI5KF and passing the net control back to, Dean in, Arizona. K0TVJ, at the mic of KA2RMS. Go ahead, Dean. Yeah, very good. Looking and sounding good, Dean. There you go. And, yeah, you got it up and running. Oh, it went off the air again. You disappeared on the chat room again. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. I shut down, and I don't know what the deal is there. My old computer, you know, all my electronics. Well, you know, I just had some with electronics, too, so always fun. But we'll keep working at it. Get it. In the meantime, go ahead and put out some calls there for us. Hold on, over.
Yeah, very good. This is Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha remoting to VE 7 Sierra Charlie Charlie. And Dean and I are on here looking for check-ins. Dean is net control in Arizona. As for me up here in southern British Columbia, I will relay. Please call Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha. Well, I got very little to report here, I guess, other than the fact that Remembrance Day is coming up on Tuesday. And I think you guys call it, I don't know, maybe it's Memorial Day or something. But we call it Remembrance Day here in Canada, the 11th of the 11th month. And at the 11th hour, we will be at the Cenotaph and we will remember them. As chaplain, I'll open the service, and then we have dignitaries all come and speak and so forth, and then I'll close it off with a benediction. But my job is very light, but nonetheless, it's going to be a good time, and hopefully the weather holds for us. Let's see, coming up on that time of the year, this is, I'm looking for now the weather forecast in my location. And, that would be Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday looks like it's not going to have any rain. We've been having lots of rain, and, there's rain before it on Sunday and Monday, but none today and none on, Tuesday. And then back again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days of rain. 3, 4, 5 days of rain coming up after that. Well, a 75% chance of it, so it'll be showers. But that's all I got to report from the weather department up here, and it's 53 degrees. And anyone wishing to join the Amateur Radio Missionary Service Net this morning and give us a report, please call Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha. All right, Dean, I see you back in the chat room. You got the old girl up and running again. And, yeah, take it away there, and I'll take a drink of water here.
Okay, Roland, very good. Yes, I got to stay hydrated, even though you got lots of rain and soft skin there. Well, I got to keep the inside moist also. VA7RA and the ArmsNet, KA2RMS, and thank you for what you do. Always helpful for